Listen to the Milk Bar with Jason and Zoe. Listen to the Milk Bar with Jason and Zoe. Listen to the Milk Bar with Jason and Zoe.
Welcome along to episode 25 of the Milk Bar.
My age, I believe.
No, your IQ. How are you doing?
I'm all right, thank you.
You had to think about that one, didn't you?
I did, yes.
I like the way you've just telephoned our first guest.
I have.
And you had to think about your name. Hello, this is Zoe. You couldn't even remember your own name. Yes, you did.
Stop it.
Wish I was recording at that point. There you go. So, how's your life at the moment?
Very good. Nice. Very busy at the minute.
Yeah, nice cardigan, by the way.
Are you being sarcastic?
Normally. Is it just because we had a bit of frost, or...?
No, I like thick jumpers. Mm-hmm. And it's got a hat as well. Look.
Yeah, it's the bit that worries me is you need to have a Remington Fuzzaway on it.
I know, it is.
Two,
do you know, it's my favourite jumper.
But two
and it's
pronounced areas.
Fluffy.
What have you been doing with those?
You're not supposed to be looking at that, Jason.
It's just that there's bubbles all over them.
I know.
What have you been rubbing against things
rubbing,
again?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
We're next almost, to the fax copier.
The photocopier. Yeah. You've been caressing a photocopier with your jumper.
Yes, we've got a new one in the office, so I thought I'd say hello.
Okay, it's supposed to be the engineer you do that with after someone sat on it at Christmas, but that's another story. So you're all good and ready and raring for an exciting podcast this week.
Yes, actually last week was really good, wasn't it?
You enjoyed it?
I did.
You had a great time.
Mm.
I can't for the life of me remember what we did, but we'll come back to that in a bit. We're guests for this week. We have a filmmaker in the studio and we have somebody videoing us as well, which is an interesting combination.
Which is a bit strange. I wouldn't have put my bobbly jumper on had I known.
There we are. So we'll say hello to Rob Gulcher. Hello, sir.
How's it going?
I'm all right. You okay?
Yeah, not bad.
We'll be talking to you later about your last film and your new one.
Okay.
And we'll be taking a score for the guy filming the band, okay? So you let us know what you think of that one and how that works, eh?
I don't ask what sort of films he does. Is it from your collection?
It doesn't involve cardigans, I know that much. we'll be having a chat with Robert say later on. Then we have a band with us, and we need to get them to introduce themselves. So what we will do, we'll have the traditional hand-round microphone so they can say hello. Who have we got?
Jay.
Hi, I'm Tom.
And Dan.
Now, not all of the band, because one of you... playing with a camera,
yes,
over there.
Correct.
But you are the Egos.
That is very true.
Tell us briefly how many more there should be of this.
One more.
There should be another one.
Including the cameraman.
So we let off quite lightly because the Milk Bar would be very crowded.
As you say, it's a good job they didn't all come, wasn't it?
Yeah. It'd have been a bit messy. But yes. We'll hear from them in a very short while's time. But first, you have a guest to introduce us, don't
I
you,
do.
Zoe?
It's a... fairly new website that's been up and running, but it's got 140 episodes, and it's Jared from the Unleashed Top 40 Chart Show.
Hello, Jared.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. So this is a bit of a chart show that's slightly different to your run of your mills Sunday night on Radio 1, if they still
stuff.
Do it. Tell us more.
It is a bit different. I mean, the chart's actually been going since, I think, 2007. But we only started the show 22 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And it's basically that the whole thing is driven by an online community called tourlets.co.uk. And what happens there is, you know, bands come along pretty much like MySpace, but it's British and it's cooler and... Well, obviously I'm going to say that, you know, but...
You're slightly biased, British. Yeah.
Yeah, obviously, you know. It's very similar to MySpace, except it's British, it's only about music, so you don't find profiles of... cats and dogs and pole dancers. It's just unsigned bands mainly.
So Zoe would have liked the pole dancing.
No, I was thinking
I
for yourself, Jason. Okay. You haven't got many friends on MySpace. Thought you could look up a pole dancer.
No, that's because I don't look for pole dancers on MySpace. Anyway, back to the plot. So Jared was telling us about his nice website, and so what it's about bands getting airplay as much as anything else.
It's a bit of everything, really. I think what we wanted to do was we wanted to have some real kind of tangible initiatives, if you like, that were happening in the real world, not just online. So it's a bunch. It all kind of came out of me and a couple of my friends, Dean and Mark, who were kind of pretty intense music lovers, failed musicians, I think, probably is a more accurate term.
Yeah.
And we created this community, and it's all kind of led from one thing to the other. There's about 10,000 bands on there. The website has about 2 million visitors. You know, it's a growing thing, that's for sure. But at the same time, what we wanted to do was, rather than just have this online thing, because music is about live experience, et cetera, we wanted to, you know, we wanted to list gigs, we wanted to get out there, review gigs. So we've got a sister company that's a magazine called LTD Magazine, which is in London at the moment. So there's like 27,000 copies of that get distributed all across London. We've got the chart show that we do. We have something called the Musicians Clinic. We sponsor different events, live events, music awards, all sorts of things, basically.
And it's all unsigned bands, isn't it? It's not like it's like the up and coming bands that you feature.
It's for all bands, be them signed or unsigned. You know, we were quite excited last year when we got Marillion signed up, actually, and then we've had like you know, a few of the old kind of punk bands sign up, and they put tracks for free download as well. So from time to time, they will appear in the charts as well as unsigned bands.
So you've got basically a chart. You've got 10,000 bands, and a top 40 comes out of this.
That's right. Yeah. So that's a weekly thing. You know, the top 40 comes out. We do the chart show, and we make it available first on tour dates between 5 and 7 on a Sunday evening. So that's like an internet radio thing. But then what happens is that we've offered it available to any radio station that wants to take it, and we've been taken up by, I think, to date, about 10 community FM stations. So, you know, real stations, if you like, that transmit over the proper radio rather than just online like Tourette's. It's all about growing that unsigned community in the local area, helping those unsigned bands find a following and you know, hopefully take themselves to the next level.
So if we've got an unsigned band perhaps in the studio and they might want to join that website, how would they go about doing that?
They just go to tourette's.co.uk/signup and click Music Maker and follow the names from there. It's all pretty straightforward.
And they just upload the music and
upload
the
music. Yeah, upload the music, upload the videos, create a blog and a profile page, upload a picture. It is in some respects quite similar to Facebook and MySpace and YouTube and that sort of thing, but it's kind of combination of all of those sites, but just the music, and obviously not quite as big yet.
But that time will come.
Well, I hope so, you know. I mean, that's why we're doing it. But, you know, to be honest, I just get quite a buzz out of helping bands, you know, along the way. And we've had a band recently that we've had on two of our showcases that we do, and they've been in the charts. In particular, one of the showcases that we run is with a couple of people who work with Domino Records, and they got signed to Domino. So, you know, it was very rewarding for us to achieve that, regardless of whether there's 1 or 1 million people that's, you know, visit the site, to find a band and help them get signed to the largest, most successful UK independent label was a bit of a result for us, I felt.
Mm. Excellent. Well done on that one. Continued success to you. I hope that all turns out well. And people can then tune into the chart each week. Give us full details again on the programme and where it can be found.
It's at tourdates.co.uk. There's a button on the front page that comes up between 5 and 7 on a Sunday. Just click the button and the radio player will pop up, and you can chat with fellow listeners and hopefully discover something new.
And discuss the charts. And it's all based on the reaction to the tracks on the site over the previous week.
It's calculated by downloads and plays. So, yeah, it's very democratic. And people can't rig it, you know. So if anybody's thinking, I'll sign my band up and I'll just download my own track 100
times.
Loads of times. Then, unfortunately, that won't quite work. But if you get 100 people to download it one time each, then, you know, that could conceivably get you in the chart.
The joys of tracking IP addresses. I'm sure you've got a computer that's very happy doing that.
Oh, dear. we're getting very boring now, aren't we, if we know what IP addresses are.
Zoe thrives on them. It's a life. Jared, thanks for joining us. Continued success with the show itself, and I do like the unsigned band. So
we might pass a few bands your way as well.
You never know. We'll see what we can send in your direction. But Jared, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks very much for having me on, Jason. Cheers.
Bye. Bye. Right, well, there we go. We talked about music. I suppose we better hear some, hadn't we?
Yes, nicely done there, Jason.
That was a slick link, wasn't it?
Yes.
That's as good as you're going to get around here at this time, but there we go. So, Dan, tell us what we're going to hear.
We're going to play for you now Lifeless Love, which is going to be coming out as a single in the new year, our first single. So.
Brilliant. Okay, let's sit back, take a listen to the sound of the Egos.
Souls won't change the ways, and inside it's raining like it's been for days. Love is lost when the feeling's low. There's truth to find, but the fever won't grow. From my heart you can see my ghost. Times are changing, but you changed the most. The education that you left behind, stars in the gutter, but they won't shine. We're at the point of no return. I hear your heartbeat, but you don't learn. And I breathe out and you breathe in. I'll never be alone again. You're closing up, but I'm closing in. And I could never shed my skin. Turned your face to the other side. This lifeless love has took you for a ride. You're waking up in a confused state. The big illusion is your brave face. We're at the point of no return. I hear your heartbeat, but you don't learn. And I breathe out and you breathe in. I'll never be alone again. You're closing up, but I'm closing in. And I could never shed my skin. And I breathe out and you breathe in. I'll never be alone again. You're closing up, but I'm closing in. And I could never shed my skin. This lifeless love, it has took you for a ride. There's no place to go, there's no place to hide. This lifeless love, it has took you for a ride. There's no place to go, there's no place to hide. This lifeless love, it has took you for a ride. There's no place to go, there's no place to hide.
Certainly expect applause after that one. Excellent. Brilliant start. So tell us a little more about the band then. How long have you been going? All the, you know, dull questions like that. Go on.
Yeah.
How long have you been going?
2 years, is it?
Yeah.
2 years. Yeah, I've been going for 2 years, yeah.
And what brought you lot together?
Me and Jai used to work together.
Mm-hmm.
And Jai and Tom are brothers, and then everybody else was friends after that. So we just sort of got the band together when we were working together, and that was it, really.
And I mean, where did the whole musical idea come from, though? Is it a case of, oh, we want to be an indie rock band, or what?
Well, we were in work one day and we didn't really have a lot on, and Jai brought his guitar in, so we started messing about, and he said that I couldn't sing very well, so we said we'd give it a go.
It's a nice workplace, isn't it, where you can have a little mess about, yeah, take your guitar in.
What sort of place do you end up having to bring a guitar in? What do you do for a living?
It was a well-known local building site here, which will name, remain nameless.
Oh, it's not Birmingham Midshire,
so that's,
we're a bank now.
Which
then.
Part of remaining nameless is saying Birmingham Midshire?
No, I don't know, I was just guessing. He's shaking his head.
So
it does get very quiet at times, though. I could quite imagine that happening.
Yeah. Really, in the call centre, they strum along, do they?
We are quite lucky because neither of us work there now. So,
don't care what they say. Whereas you have to worry. So
I work for HBOS, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. In the bubbly jumper department.
Yes, in the bubbly.
Yeah.
it's a very big department.
Yeah.
And don't you go there.
Right, you're asking me a question then. Come on, I've been completely put off now.
Sorry.
Go on.
Oh, I don't know what to
something
say.
Something impressive. I know, I love the questions you ask bands.
Some of them are quite good, aren't they? But no. You know, when you interview so many bands, you tend to ask the same thing and you want to ask something different, don't you?
Well, ask them about your haircut then, yes, or something.
No, it's just a standard indie haircut, isn't it, that?
Do you feel that's a standard indie haircut, or is that something you've worked on for years?
No, I'm going for just a standard look, to be honest.
Yeah.
So I just want to blend into the background with all the rest of the other indie bands. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh no, I did think actually while they were playing, you sound like very Oasis-ish.
Who?
Word, yeah.
Are they a band? Are they?
They ought to be. It'd be a great name.
Oasis-ish.
Oasis-ish.
Yes, there's very much. Yeah, very much like that. I think in his voice, particular.
Thank you.
Is that
and
a
the little guitar sounded a bit like Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
And that's just the sort of angle that we're going for. Liam Gallagher meets Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
What's his name?
Is it Dick Van Dyke?
Dick Van Dyke's the one, yeah.
That's it, yeah.
With his whistle pop thing.
Not that I've seen it.
No, not that you've got it on DVD.
Are you all into the same sort of music, or is it like a combination of
Pretty much.
Things?
combination of a few different bands, but
as though he's now referring to you, I'll hand you a microphone as well.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello, the chap with the black guitar that was playing that part.
Yes. Oh.
The chap with the black guitar.
With the black guitar. Sorry, I can't remember.
So you're a fan of the film?
He's a mute.
Completely.
Not particularly.
No. So that was.
I am. I like it.
But I'm more of a Bed Knobs and Broomsticks kind of guy. But there you go.
So Plumbing New Depths. Go as though you've done well. Ask another question.
Oh no, you put me on the spot now.
It can't be any worse than the last one, surely.
No.
Should we tell you about some gigs that we've got?
Oh yes, that's a good idea. When do you normally leave that till last? But go on.
No,
you
tell. They can tell us now. That's
yes,
fine.
Yes, go on.
As you've asked nothing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, last week you invited no guests. This week you're not asking questions. So tell us about some gigs then, Dan.
We're headlining the Wolf and All on the 19th of December.
That is a biggie, isn't it? How the hell do you end up with getting that one?
We actually sold out the Little Civic earlier on this year in February.
Yeah.
And then off the back of that, we were offered to headline the Civic Bar, which is the next one up.
Mm-hmm.
We sold that out as well. And off the back of that, the next biggest venue they got is the Wolfram. But we're actually the first unsigned band to actually headline it. So.
Oh, that's good.
Got no links to any kind of record label at all. So it's a big get.
Is that how you want it to stay, is it?
Well,
or
at the minute,
would you prefer to be signed? Or?
Well,
whoever's giving you money, I would have thought.
Yeah. So, but to be honest with you, we've achieved quite a lot on our own. So, you know, it'd have to be something worth us.
See, I've heard that a lot recently. You get like bands or solo people that don't particularly want to be signed because there's so much restrictions on what they can do, and their music tends to get more control taken away.
I think I think we would like to be signed, but we've had a couple of things in the pipeline, and it's just not been quite right. And as Dan says, because we've done quite well on our own, and we've got no management or anything like that, we don't want to give up the control of the
band. Hence the name.
Mm-hmm. The egos.
Yeah.
Without
we're tough to work with.
Oh, mate, definitely tough to work with.
Okay, well, do you want to do another tune now?
Yeah, yeah, Sam.
And we'll take a little listen to some more of your music. What have you got lined up for this time for us, Dan? Are we still in discussion on that?
Yeah, we're just still deciding it.
What's it going to be?
This one's called Burning Up Inside.
Says it all. We're taking different paths. She's missed a call. Got lost in the haze. I thought she died. And now she's burning up. She's burning up inside. She took me by the hand, stood there and cried. Then she said to me, well, I'm burning up inside. Burning up, burning up, 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 burning up inside. Emotions in her life are riding high. She's hanging on to people passing by. And the routine's like a thorn stuck in her side. Now she's burning up. She's burning up inside. She took me by the hand, stood there and cried. Then she said to me, well, I'm burning up inside. Burning up, burning up, 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 burning up inside. Well, she took me by the hand, stood there and cried. Then she said to me, well, I'm burning up, I'm burning up inside, burning up, burning up, 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 burning up. She's burning up, she's burning up inside. She's burning up, she's burning up inside. She's burning up, she's burning up inside. She's burning up, she's burning up inside.
Once again, round of applause.
Thank
very
you.
Good. Oh, there you go. You enjoying this?
No, I did. I enjoyed the last one as well. Very good.
You're trying to imply that you may have said that you didn't enjoy the last one shortly after we heard
but
it.
I did feel a bit guilty, to be fair, because I accused them of being like Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Yeah, so
no, it was very good.
Well, you've got the Wolfing Gig coming up. What is it like playing a venue like that so close to home?
It's amazing, to be honest with you. It's just, you know, it's as good as it gets for us. When we first got together, my dad said to me, he said, what would you, if you thought, you said you could have achieved something, what would it be? And I said, well, I'd only think we've achieved something if we headlined somewhere like the Wolf and All, and it's happened in 2 years, so it's pretty, you know, it's pretty amazing.
It's not
that
going. But when, and then there's giving up the day jobs to come and everything else to follow, international pop and rock stardom.
Yeah, I mean, giving up the jobs, yeah, that's the next thing that we've got to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, you never know, with the current financial climate, it might be the only option ahead of you fairly soon. But, there we
especially
go.
Working in like the finance sector as well. That's
Oh, no, I think that's the one that's going to survive, isn't it?
No.
Right, okay, we'll hear another one for you in a bit. Meanwhile, we shall bring in our filmmaker. And if you can fiddle with his microphone, he's quite tall and he's what are you doing over there, playing with the equipment?
I'm just listening to the band, man.
So,
did you like them?
Yeah, they're very good.
Ooh, so you could have them for his next movie or something, couldn't you?
You could. If you fancy doing a movie backing track.
We're actually going to be in a film in the new year.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah. Right, okay. Well,
but we're more than happy to do it.
You'll do anything, won't you? Yeah, as long as it makes for the exposure, that's good. So Rob, tell us about your film work. You had a release, towards the end of last year, which is a screenwriting detective.
Yeah.
So explain more about your love of movies, for starters.
Well, I work at Cineworld, so I always wanted to make films. The last one was Screenwriter Detective. I did one before that was called Stand Up, starred Lloyd Marlowe. He was kind of like Bill Hicks. That's a comedy, conspiracy-type film.
Mm-hmm.
Screenwriter Detective was a film noir murder mystery. The next film that I'm doing is called Based on a Conspiracy Theory, which is going to be kind of like a thriller, conspiracy, John Carpenter type film.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just finished writing that at the moment.
So you're writing and directing those films?
Yeah.
And what sort of background have you got to help you with that? The training courses that you've been on, that sort of stuff? Yeah, is there a YTS in filmmaking?
Well, I did animation at university. Mm-hmm. Then after that, I knew what I wanted to do then. I wanted to make films. So I enrolled on a Lighthouse film course.
Yeah.
And then my trade there. And then I took a job at Cineworld to help pay for like film recording equipment and stuff like that. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll take a listen to the trail for your film. Obviously, we can't show you the pictures.
No.
We can point you in the direction of YouTube. If you do want to search the Screenwriting Detective trailer, you'll find two versions of it, one of which is a bit sweary, which isn't the one we're taking now. But let's just have a bit of a flavour for the film itself.
Joel Langdon is the screenwriting detective in the case of The Murdered Starlet. When Birmingham's biggest actress is murdered, screenwriter and old friend Joel Langdon takes it upon himself to investigate her death. Join Joe as he delves into the murky world of the West Midlands filmmaking community in The Screenwriting Detective.
Very much the same way as the guys in the band have got to play the Wolfram, you actually got to show the film at your own cinema, didn't you?
Yeah, well, it helps that I work there and I've got some pull with the managers.
So, but I actually went along to that one. And what was it like for you seeing your actual work on the big screen?
to be honest, I didn't watch the film. I was actually outside throwing up because I drank so much.
Yes, there were wine and nibbles, I noticed before the event. I mean, it must be great though, knowing that something that you filmed on a camcorder or it's all digital recording these days can, after vast numbers of hours of editing, get itself on the big screen.
Yeah, it's just great to see it up. Well, it would have been great to see it up on the big screen. I think it was a really great achievement. You know, I had a co-director with Dwayne Beckett, who, there was only two people working on the film. It was me and him.
Mm-hmm.
And for us to make a 2-hour film, that it was a miracle that it happened.
And what was the budget like?
credit cards. Just paying for actors' food and stuff and travel. It's something that we wanted to do and we had to do it.
And so, well, obviously, the two of you work together on it.
Yeah.
Are you working again with him on the latest project?
I'm hoping that he takes my call when the script's done.
Yeah.
Because, I'm really excited about the next film. It's going to be really good. I'm going to expose who's actually behind the Illuminati, what the Illuminati actually is. I'm going to expose it all. So.
Intriguing.
Yes. So one to watch out for, and it probably will be seen at Cineworld first.
Well, looking
at
so.
Another world
he
premiere
might make
down
that
there.
One as well.
Yeah. You're not going to drink so heavily this time round.
No promises.
But where did you find your actors from for this sort of thing? Because having seen the film, it was good acting style. Mm. It wasn't a case of someone's put a little film
they're
together.
Not amateurs. Yeah.
No, it was a proper film.
Mm. I worked with a guy called Simon Marriott. He was at University of Birmingham Acting School. We did a short film called Box Office together. And then I wrote Screenwriter Detective after that, and I approached him, asked him if he wanted to be involved, and he knew loads of actors, and it just went on from there. It was really good having him involved in it.
But it's good exposure for them as well, isn't
absolutely,
it?
Yeah. It's
and you got a really good response from the media for Screenwriter Detective as well, didn't you? Because you even had some newspapers printed.
I did. The Birmingham Post kindly printed a bunch of newspapers, fake newspapers, with a murdered starlet, a local starlet murdered. That was really good of them.
So it shows what you can get if you pester people.
The next one's on the way, still in the writing stages at the moment.
Yeah.
When do you expect to start filming?
I'm looking for a big budget. Well, compared to the last one, I'm looking for a bigger budget. So I'm looking for investors and stuff. So once the script's done, I'm going to start approaching people for financing.
Perhaps we could be in it, Jason.
So do you need someone with a bobbly jumper?
Can
you write a part in for...
There might be
somebody listening to the radio or on the PC or something.
Well, I mean, last time around you had Kerrang sort that one out for you, didn't you?
Yeah, Emma Scott kindly did a cameo in the last film.
I will do a bit.
Yeah. You can stumble your way through something. That'd be brilliant, wouldn't it? Yeah. The thing with radio is you don't actually get to walk on. It's just sound normal.
No, silly.
Oh, right. Okay.
We could be a bit actress or actor, couldn't we?
Well,
in the background.
Possibly. Rob, don't sign up. Don't agree to anything at this point. Okay.
Okay.
So you also, as well as doing your films, you've been doing music videos as well. What sort of music have you been working on?
Just a local band called Acacia. Been doing work for them on and off, artwork, music videos, stuff like that.
So you never know. I have the details. We're going to see if we can feature them on a future episode of The Milk Bar. So you never know, we could be hearing from them here.
I bet he finds it really difficult to watch a film from start to finish, because I did...
Why don't you ask him? He's only there.
No, I was getting round to that. Look, I'm moving my neck round, you see. Because I did media at university, and
you
I did like video
it.
Production. No, but you end up analysing everything you watch, and it is just so annoying, because you can't watch a film from start to finish without pulling it apart and finding...
Yeah.
Bits wrong with it.
Especially for films not that good.
No.
Mm-hmm. So we're all looking forward to ripping Avatar to bits later on in December.
Maybe.
Because the trailer looks absolutely awful for that. I'm dreading that one. But I'm still probably going to see it. Do you ever fancy having to go doing some of these 3D movies as well then, since that seems to be the in thing?
It's the...
You're not there on the budget yet, because I think it's quite a big
camera.
I
would imagine
for
the cameras would be quite expensive on that one.
Yeah.
Definitely the technologies, I'd love to play with it. You know, some of the stuff that they're coming out with 3D filming now, it's unbelievable.
There you go, Zoe with her bobbly bits live in 3D.
Yeah.
It's a definite possibility.
Yes.
Rob, thanks for popping in.
Thank you so much.
Cheers. We'll be looking forward to that latest offering from you sometime in the future. So, back to the band.
Oh, do you think so?
Another
song.
They've turned up, so we might as well have a
even
third song.
Even though they were late, I've found somebody that's later than me now, which is good.
I do love it. The fact we're doing a podcast, and you can download it whenever you want, but don't
worry.
They
were still late.
We'll still turn up late to record it. That's what counts. Dan, a third number from you.
Yes, this is called When the Fires Fly. Saw your face in the faded light. You cried for Jesus in the dead of night. You scratched my soul, and now I'm bleeding dry. I see your tears when the fires fly.
paint a picture of the empire lost. We're flying the flag for our nation's cost. I pray for war so you can propose the battles of the English rose. I kiss the fire to feel your pain. Now I've got your blood in my veins. I stalked your soul across the land. Now I've got your blood on my you're trying to find. The perfect life will last all in your mind. I kiss the fire to feel your pain. Now I've got your blood in my veins. I stalked your soul across the. Now I've got your blood on my hands. I kissed the fire to feel your pain. Now I've got your blood in my veins. I stalked your soul across the land. Now I've got your blood on my hands. I kissed the fire to feel your pain. Now I've got your blood in my veins. Stalked your soul across the land. Now I've got your blood on my hands. I kissed the fire to feel your pain. Now I've got your blood in my veins. We'll burn this town down. We'll burn it down.
Excellent, once again.
Thank you.
Fabulous. Enjoyed having you with us. So there's the rest of the housekeeping to cover. Website, where can people find out more?
www.theegosmusic.co.uk.
What else is going on? T-shirts, you know, book signings, anything like that planned?
Loads of book signings going on. There's plenty of that going on. The biggest thing at the moment is the Warfarin, so if anybody wants to come along, that's going to be the, you know, real big event.
And tickets via the shop up in town?
Yeah, the tickets via the Civic Box Office, or you can contact us.
That's the phrase I was looking for, yeah. Civic Box Office.
Or you can contact us at theegosmusic.co.uk.
And have you got like music that people can buy or download? Or
well, that's going to be the single that we're going to be releasing. But the gig's the 19th of December as well.
You're not pushing the 19th of December any chance, are you?
It's the 19th of December.
Yeah.
So okay. you've only got a few tickets left, though, haven't you? So people better get.
We've got quite a few other bands on as well. So it's quite.
Is it four bands out now, including yourself?
Five
now.
Yeah. So it's.
What's the rest of the lineup looking like then? Not the.
You've got to say the
Arcane Parade, the Siege. Paradoxic,
who we met the other week, yep.
Yeah, and the Uppers.
Right,
that's can't forget them at all.
It would have been trouble.
Or they'll kill me.
So that's a full set. It's a good night. What sort of time does it start then if you've got five bands on? That's two in the afternoon. No.
Starts at six. Six till 11. With us and everybody else, we think it's the best bands in Wolverhampton because that's where everybody's from. So it's like a showcase for Wolverhampton music. So if you like Wolverhampton, then come along.
Right, okay, well, I'm looking forward to being there.
You're going to go there, Jason?
You bought me free tickets then.
You just come along for the free tickets.
This is it. So I shall see you there. I'm looking forward to that. What? What's that? What's the problem?
You keep going about me scavvying from people.
Yeah, but you go through bins.
Is that where you found that jumper from? Oh, God. Oh. I'm sorry, I didn't want to bring it up.
I was getting too much in the use of being in the milk bar now. Look.
This is it. Everyone hates you. Thank you guys for coming in, Rob. Thanks for joining us. Cheers to Jared, who heard from earlier on. And we'll be back next week for episode 26 of the Milk Bar.
Yes.
And you're going to wear something different, aren't you?
I will.
Yeah.
Yes.
You can tell.
This is my favourite jumper. Can you not see?
It's the dog's favourite as well, by the looks of things. So we'll be back next week for more. Drop it out.
Bye.
Listen to the Milk Bar with Jason and Zoe. Listen to the Milk Bar with Jason and Zoe. Listen to the Milk Bar with Jason and Zoe.